Would you be willing to entertain a couple of questions from the group?
Absolutely.
And we can find a comfortable spot. Okay. Questions for Sonny about his experience.
So did you, since it was something that needed to be a line between you and another person, did you ever feel like that was something you can't control, that you can only control some part of it versus the other person?
You know, that's a good question. So personally, I like that's I always just go to myself when it comes to that. So I can only control how I react, and that's definitely the framework in which I was thinking about all of it. What I can do to shift myself.
When you were brought back down to like the lower levels, what did it feel like, you know, after you've gone through everything?
Well, it felt like bringing all of that with me, mm-hmm. you know, into that space. It's like adding resources. It felt like a lot of freedom. It felt like what exactly what I was describing about like what the intention is mm-hmm. to have access to all those other things present with me. And then so that's exactly what the process did. Yeah.
So in the beginning it was like, oh, it really would be nice if this happened. And then at the end it was like you felt that it was happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you should be selecting the...
At what level or levels did you feel the shifts happening?
Oh, well, when we first got to identity, that's when I really felt it shifting. And then to transcendence.
Right.
Yeah, because that's some really good stuff there. And some really good memories and dream recall and past life recall that started to culminate there. And, yeah.
My question is, what, to me it seemed like there was a blockage or something, right? Like for you to get your capabilities to your behaviors. Like that was the whole thing that you wanted to get done, right? Solve.
Yeah.
Accessing your capabilities. So what did you, what did that blockage, I guess, or like it's all when you came back to capabilities, like, you know, like, wait a minute, let's stay here for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I wanted to pause there, too, because I was really, like, anchoring that in and imagining all, and, future pacing myself with all of the capabilities I have that I've learned that I'm capable of, that I remember myself exuding in many other instances, and putting them there like the circle of excellence in that context. And I felt that was really important. That's why I stopped him, because I was like, oh, I'm doing that and that feels really good to just keep piling those resources in that place on the capabilities, because that's where I was stuck, is right in between these two here. Like, I have so many capabilities, how have I not been exuding them in my behaviors, you know?
So I'm just wondering, what changed? Like, what did, was there a belief value change, identity change, or did
it? Yeah, I think what changed is more just accessing it, you know, getting out of it and thinking about that context with, you know, who I am. And because I don't think that I have really, like, just stepped into it before as much, you know. And it just keeps coming back to, like, knowing the path and walking the path. You know, like, I know a lot of useful things. And walking it, this is what we actually did. We walked it. So I walked and stood into it, and the spatial anchors were really, really helpful to, like, actually stand in it.
So it's all the outcome.
Yeah.
So, wonderful. I was like, I mean, the whole thing to me was, just to hear your language of how that your language supported each step along the way. And I thought, how magnificent would it be to have that depth of beingness and presence and so on all the way down, and to have that show up in the behaviors. So it was, you know, it did my heart great good to be a witness to that. So thank you. Thank you so much.